everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast, episode number 45, Bob Mundy Interview Part 1. This podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com for all your Mayberry items. They have a brand new calendar. They got books, t-shirts, and all kinds of Mayberry items. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. They'll be glad to see you. Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host. I forget to tell that about half of the episodes. And I'm glad to have you with me tonight for the podcast. We're going to be interviewing Bob Mundy. Bob is the Briscoe Darling impersonator. He does Briscoe. And I've been trying to catch up with him for a while. We had been at some events recently, and actually last year on the cruise, I interviewed a lot of the other cast, or not cast, but tribute artists, and I was unable to get with Bob because I lost my voice, and I couldn't talk by the end of the cruise, so it's kind of hard to interview somebody when you can't really talk very well. So anyway, I was able to grab Bob this a couple of weeks ago here. We were in Troy, North Carolina, doing an event for Howard Sprague impersonator or tribute artist, whichever you want to call us. Jeff Branch is his name. And Jeff had us there in Troy, North Carolina, performing a Mayberry event with the Darlin Boys themselves, Rodney and Doug Dillard, along with their band, and Charlene Maggie Peterson. So we're really glad to be there, and we were raising money for the DARE program that's located there in the county that Troy, North Carolina is located in. Jeff is the DARE officer. Howard Sprague, he's actually the DARE officer for that county. So it's a privilege to be able to help them raise some money to be able to support that program. But as part of that, I was able to catch up with Bob at the hotel the day before the actual show. So we had a good bit of time to sit down and talk. And I hope you're going to enjoy these interviews. I really enjoyed getting to know Bob more. And we'll have a little bit at the end of the interview as well. So y'all be sure and stay tuned. And here's part one of my interview with Bob Mundy. All right, folks, we're here tonight with Bob Mundy. Bob Mundy is our Briscoe Darling impersonator. He's been doing it for several years. We're down this week in Albemarle. Is that right? North Carolina? I can't remember where we are. We're going to do a show tomorrow night in Troy, so we're down here. Bob, how did you get started doing Briscoe?
Well, my wife tried to tell me for years that I look like Briscoe Darling. I never did believe her until the second year of the Mayberry in the Midwest. She talked me into trying it. So I got dressed up, didn't have any pictures or anything, just got dressed up. We drove it up to Newcastle, Indiana, and just about the time I got out of the car, I was mobbed. People wanting pictures and autographs, but they knew immediately who I was supposed to be. So we walked inside. I looked up and saw Mitch Jean, who did the upright bass, the pipe smoker. He looked up and saw me and did a double take. Then later I bought their book. I went through the line. They were sitting at the table. I went through the line getting these guys to sign the book. And Mitch looked up and saw me. He immediately jumped up, stepped back, and had me run around behind the table. Had people taking pictures of us together. Because he was a good friend of Denver Pyle. So that sort of confirmed it for me. I said, maybe I am. Yeah. Sort of a lookalike.
Yeah, so that was your first time you did it up in Mayberry in the Midwest. I remember seeing you up there. And so you got to see, because you got to visit with a lot of the Darlin Boys, which is the Dillards, which is who you were talking about, Mitch Jane. He played the bass, the big bass, and Rodney and Doug and Dean Webb as well. So you got to visit with them, and I've seen your picture with them.
Right. In fact, that's what I use for my autograph pictures now, the picture of the four of us, the four of them and me together.
Yeah, well, that's probably a big thrill for you. I know, getting to meet these cast members is always a lot of fun, and getting to meet the ones that were the ones that worked closest with the character you're portraying, I'm sure that was a big thrill.
It really is. It really is. And I especially wanted to meet Denver Pyle, but Of course, I can't do that now. But somehow I would like to get hold of Denver Pyle's relatives and see if they would just tell me what they can about Denver. I'd like to find out what I can about the man. He was always one of my favorite actors. Great actor.
Yeah, he was great. Now, and Maggie Peterson, Charlene, she tells a lot of stories on Denver as well. So she's always a good one to get stories from. How long is that you've been doing it then? You've been doing about 10 years, is that right?
No, I think it's only about six, maybe seven.
7 years?
8 years. I don't remember when I started. It's been so much fun. I'm basically so shy, I get nervous. Somebody brings out a camera. But yeah, you get me dressed up, get me in the costume, in this outfit, I'm ready to go.
That's great. I understand that, actually. Because I know doing Floyd, there's been, it's like a different person. It's not the same person. So you can be kind of shy and introverted a little bit and go out. And a lot of the actors, Don Knotts, people like that, were actually kind of introverted. But when Andy always talked about one of the things he liked best about the show was being there and watching Don Knotts turn into Barney Fife. So I definitely understand that. So who are some of the cast members you've got to meet? Tell us about that.
Well, of course, the Darlings, the Dillards. I've met, of course, Maggie. In fact, we had dinner with Maggie just a little bit ago. Ernest T., Howard Morris.
I know you've got to meet George Lindsay, for instance.
Right, George Lindsay Goober Pyle. I met Mac McNeese, who was on a couple of episodes. He's a great guy, he and his wife both. Oh, I also met Don Knotts in Nashville several years ago, the last show they did in Nashville. And he was amazing for a man at his age, and he still went through his routine. Like, just so amazing to see a guy that age can do that.
I guess you were already a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show before this got started. So what is it about the Andy Griffith Show that makes you even want to dress up like some character and join the tribute artists that go around acting like, crazy people, nuts, at least especially Ernest T. Bass impersonators, but we're dressing up and going around. What is it about the Andy Griffith Show that kind of drove you toward that?
Oh, I think it's just my love for the show. Because I still think that was the best show that was ever on TV. Still, it's the best show. There's no foul language. There's no vulgarity. People have love for each other. They respect each other. I just think it's an honor to be associated with a show like that, to give people a laugh.
What's one of your favorite episodes? I know for me personally, and I've said it before, that my favorite episode kind of changes as to whatever the last episode I watched was. But what's your favorite episode or favorite scene in one of the episodes? You've got to have one. So what is it?
I've got so many. One of my favorites is the Darlings and the Mountain Wedding. The part they usually cut out on TV Land, they cut it out for the commercials, the snoring scene, that's hilarious. And I love Floyd and the escaped convicts, Big Maud. That was hilarious too.
Maud, if those hamburgers are ruined, I'm not responsible. Yeah, that's one of my favorite lines. I love that one myself. So you got any other favorites you want to share?
Marty and his giraffes are selfish speech. Boy, giraffes are selfish. I love that. Another famous line they cut out for TV Land for the commercials. Then Opie and poor Horatio, the half boy.
Oh, yeah. Never seen a thing like that, Pa. What's that? A half a boy. Yeah.
Poor Horatio.
Well, what's some of the events you've been able to go to? You've been to several. So we're... I mean, where are some of the places you've gotten to travel because of this that you probably wouldn't have got to?
Well, of course, Newcastle, Indiana one time. That was the last show that they did up there. We've been to Cocoa Beach, Florida. One of my favorite locations is Tuscaloosa, Alabama. In April, every year, it's the benefit for the Eagles Wings. It's a charity. It's a great cause. I encourage anybody that can. get hold of Eagles Wings of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and give what you can. But then we've been there about 3 or 4 years. We've been to Graysville, to the National Squad Car Nationals. This is second year here at Albemarle, Troy, North Carolina. We do Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. We've done that, I don't know, that's quite a few times.
Did you go to Mayberry Days before? I mean, were you just a fan? Did you go to the events ever, and then just then you started doing the character?
We were there one time before, and I couldn't believe the people. I said, "Man, you'd never get me out there doing that." Then all of a sudden, I'm doing that.
Yeah, and here you are. Yeah. There he is. Bob's been a really big part of the Mayberry shows, and we really appreciate him taking the time to sit around and talk with us. I want to really thank him for that. Also, want to mention, since we'll be talking to him again next week, we'll be speaking about Mayberry Days and some of the cast members he's met, other things like that. So y'all be sure to tune back in. I want to ask you some questions. We all know about the podcast that you guys listen to, this one. But there's also another Mayberry podcast called Burke on Mayberry at burkeonmayberry.com. It's B-U-R-K-E on Mayberry.com. And so what I was out doing, I was trying to find some other classic TV podcast because I thought, hey, that'd be fun to listen to, and maybe we could team up with them and we could have our own almost like a TV land or a retro TV type podcast network where we could have folks listening to I Love Lucy or Dick Van Dyke or Leave It to Beaver podcast, where people do stuff similar to what I'm doing here and what Kevin does on his podcast. But I've not been able to find anything like that. So I'm going to ask you guys, the audience, if you've ever heard of any other classic TV podcast. And if you have, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love to hear from you about our shows in general. So you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can leave me a message at mayberry.com/podcast, which is the website for our podcast. And you could also drop by facebook.com/2chairs. That's our Facebook fan page. And you can become a fan of the podcast there as well. Now, I guess that's really about all I have tonight. Folks, we really appreciate you listening and look forward to visiting with you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye. Don't forget to visit us on the web at mayberry.com/podcast, and we'd love to hear your voice. Give us a call at 888-684-8415.